Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Fabulous music of and voice of Shelley Rand, but the voice that you're hearing right now is Victoria Gaither, television journalist and, I guess, Michael's so-called media personality. I want to thank everybody so much for joining the show tonight. We are live. Michael Kay, I hear you have snow, and it's windy, and it's raining. Your life is a little different right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's snowing and raining just enough to make everything ice over. We're down to about 34 degrees here, so it's kind of going to be a hellish night for some people out there. I've already heard two ambulances and a car accident in front of my little approach here, so it's going to be an exciting night. I'm really looking forward. What do you guys have up there in Maryland?
Well, I have only had rain, but I can tell you it is absolutely freezing. And as our friends, the Cullops in Western Maryland, well, I guess sort of western part of Maryland, Mike and Kim Cullop, Kim has been talking about that Jack Frost has made an appearance a little bit earlier than what we expected. And Jack Frost meaning that, you know, it's really cold outside. And it is cold. But, you know, yesterday, last night when I left the gym, I literally was basically blown to my car. I mean, that's how windy it was. But everybody on the northeast of the U.S. is experiencing a nor'easter. So, you know, my heart goes out to all the families in New Jersey, Michael, in New York, that had the devastation from Sandy, and now they're getting snow, literally as we're on the air live.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's some pictures of New York right now looking very, very slushy. So, It's going to be a careful ride home tonight, that's for sure, for a lot of people.
Yeah, that is for sure. And speaking of that, I was looking at some posts on Facebook, and a really good friend of mine, in fact, I used to be a writer and an associate producer of hers, Robin Dunn, but who now works at ESPN in Connecticut, and she posted a picture of her car outside of her office building there. She's a producer there at the Sports Network. And snow is all over her car, and one of her talents, Bob Levy, if you're a sports fan, you know, he's always on all the sports channel. They were talking back and forth, and Bob said that it took him 2 hours to get home, which is normally a 45-minute drive with the snow and the slush and the ice. It took him about 2 hours there in Connecticut to get home. But, yeah, it is so unfortunate because, you know, when you're looking at all the pictures of the devastation that Sandy did to especially folks on the water in New Jersey, it's amazing because, like, I would think that, you know, other cities would have suffered more damage. But it all just depends on how far in the hurricane goes, how it turns. I mean, there's so many factors to it.
Yeah, it's funny. No matter how many technological advances man can make Mother Nature will ultimately decide whether or not you leave your house or not. And, people, friends of mine in New York were crippled. They were no subway service for the entire week, most of them without heat power and, gas. So I had one friend, like I said, who went to – I said, come up here. I've got everything. He said, how am I going to get there? There's no train.
Right.
I can't – I got no gas for the car. So it was it does cripple everybody. But
And, you know, Michael, I do remember – because you have a lot of friends in New York, personal friends, and also just friends and supporters of At Home with Victoria. And I was really watching your posts during that time closely just to see how people were faring in New York. And I do remember a lot of your posts talked about how people still didn't have any power, any electricity. So,
Yeah, it's very scary. So, but again, Mother Nature will decide.
Absolutely. And our executive producer in the chat room, Mar, says that she's freezing in Nashville. It's a low 50 degrees there. So we want to say hi to Mar and also all the guests in the chat room. But quickly before we get on to Preston, who is joining us live tonight to talk about his music and to hear some of his music, we've got to talk about the elections, of course. Everyone knows by now that President Barack Obama has been reelected again to a second term. And, of course, there's always still debate and talk on both sides of the issues from Republicans as well as Democrats. But me personally, I don't. I try not to really get into all of that besides covering it and doing my job. But Mar and I were talking, and Michael, I'm just happy it's over because I'm so tired of those robo phone calls. I'm so tired of all those ads on TV and constantly being bombarded with all the political stuff. So that part of it, I'm just kind of happy that it's over.
Absolutely, and I'm really happy that everybody has lightened up on Facebook as well, because I was walking on eggshells for a couple weeks there, because I have my own opinion, but it doesn't matter. It's the people that decide, and that is what's done. So I'm really happy that it's over, because the kind people are coming back out. Politics will bring out the worst in everybody. It was very frightening.
Politics, I think, for people, just like religion and other issues, it's just, I mean, people are so close, you know, to that in their party affiliation. And, you know, they will on both sides, will fight, you know, and scratch your eyeballs out until the bitter end. But I did notice that on Facebook, and I was talking to a young lady at my gym about the whole thing with friendships and families, literally, that have been destroyed over this election. And I just find that unbelievable, because my thing is that, you know, fine if you're passionate about a certain point or a cause, but to think that that's going to cause me to drop somebody as a friend or to not talk to a cousin or an uncle, I mean, I just think that's crazy. But obviously, people are that passionate about it, and I know a lot of cases people have unfriended each other on Facebook and all that sort of craziness, but, you know, that to each his own choice. But with that said, Preston is on the show. What's going on our show tonight? Give us an update, MK.
Well, Texas boy, Nashville living, Preston Leatherman is out with his second EP called The Departure. It's going to actually be out on November 13th, so he's giving us a sneak peek tonight. The music's fantastic. Who knew this little kid with an ugly Christmas sweater on YouTube would now garner 3.1 million views of his work, and you can find everything at youtube.com/LestonPreston. Preston Leatherman. It's going to be one
of
those
nights.
It's a tongue twister, absolutely. But we're going to go ahead and start off with a little bit of music. This is the first track of his new EP entitled The Departure. This is Preston Leatherman with Saturday. Don't go away, because Preston Leatherman is in the house.
Been a long way with you and me. Working out, baby, on my feet. I say, oh, it's been no you and me, yeah. Cause we work hard to pay the bills, but now it's time to let loose some. So I say, oh, it's time for you and me. You and me on a Saturday. Gonna live it up, gonna throw away. I'm
Saturday, but that was Preston Leatherman this Saturday. The EP is called The Departure. It's out November 13th. Joining us now is Preston Leatherman. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hi, Preston.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
How y'all doing today? I think last time you were here, Preston, Victoria wasn't here. Is that right?
She was not here. I was really confused because I was like, it's At Home with Victoria, but she's not at home talking to
me. No,
so
I wasn't.
Very confused.
I wasn't at home that day talking to you, but I'm at home now, and I'm glad that you were here. And it's funny, Michael and Preston, because as the song was playing, which I love, by the way, I'm also looking at you on YouTube, Dancing with an iPod and Public Valentine's.
Oh, gosh.
And it's just so cute. Hey, listen, how in the world did you get all those cute girls to do that?
How did I get all those cute girls to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, girl, you know I got connections. Shoot. It's really cool. I put out, actually, just on my Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff, I just put out, like, kind of like an open call type thing, and just kind of promoted it as a flash mob, but legally we couldn't use the word flash mob.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I just kind of put out, hey, you know, filming a new iPod video. I was like, everyone wear red, white, and pink, and honestly had no idea, because I didn't really say, like, hey, RSVP. I was like, hey, drop me an email if you can, tell me if you're coming or not. But I honestly have, like, no idea, like, how many people are going to be there. So,
gotcha.
You know, as far as I knew, it was just going to be me, my camera guys, and maybe, like, a few people. And then, you know, there was, like, I don't even know how many there were, like, 60-some-around people showed up. So it was a total blast. I mean, filming that in the mall, and there's just, like, people are just walking by, just like, what in the world is going on? So, it was a pretty cool thing just to kind of be, like, you know, just to know that people were that interested in kind of causing reckless shenanigans with me.
You're right, Michael.
Yeah, and again, I have to applaud you, Preston, for social media fellow. Did you ever think you'd ever hit 3.1 million views on YouTube? I mean, astronomical.
And you know what's funny is, like, I haven't even been keeping up with, like, the overall total of just counts and and honestly, the first time I heard the over 3 million was when you just said it about a few minutes ago, and I was like, hey, look at that. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you know, the Christmas video really really set things off and, like, brought people, you know, attention to my YouTube and just the music in general and stuff. And, you know, but it's just been a very, you know, steady just it's not like there's ever been, like, a huge, like, dead period or anything. I mean, it's just been, like, a constant, you know, views are constantly just coming in, which is awesome. And, you know, I just, you know, the fact that I get views and comments and all this from, like, people all over the world is kind of insane, you know. It's really cool. I mean, it definitely shows the power of social media and just how kind of amazing it is, you know, so.
Well, also, with the same respect, Preston, you got to have a little bit of talent. And, my friend, you certainly do. So,
I don't know. Have you seen Charlie bit my finger, though? I don't know how much, I don't know how much was involved.
Hey, we all got to start somewhere, Preston. That's for damn sure. Absolutely. But let's talk about The Departure and stuff, because the last time you were here, we played I'm So Broke and the lovely song with Lindsay Harris and stuff like that. But listening to The Departure, the whole feel of it is certainly a departure. It's a little bit different, and I really do applaud you for bringing – I was talking to James the other day and stuff, and I says, you know, I'm hearing a distinct, almost like an 80s feel to it, which, you know, I don't even know if you were alive in the 80s, so I think it's probably just new to you.
I was alive by 5 days. I was born on the 26th of December in 89, so –
Oh, you are
kidding me. Yes, I'm an 80s child is what you're asking. Yes, I am.
But it's brilliant tunage. Was that your departure, or was that your intention and stuff? Were you inspired by Band of the
Eight? Well, you know, I mean, my whole kind of concept of, you know, the lure of, I grew up in Texas, or, you know, spent a good chunk of my life in Texas, and the lure of coming out here in Nashville, I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with Dave Barnes or Ben Rector, but there's this, there's kind of this, like, kind of pop soul singer songwriter movement out here, but it's very more kind of like very acoustic driven. And I kind of like had stars in my eyes, and I was like, I want to move out there and be part of that group, and you know. But as I came out here, and like just from playing writers rounds and stuff like that, you know, I quickly realized that, you know, like there's so many people who, you know, I mean, if you play acoustic guitar, if you play piano, like that's kind of just like one sound that a lot of people just kind of stick to, which is awesome, which is fine. But like me, I've grown up listening to so much from like Motown. I've said this before, but Motown is like my favorite genre of music. You know, but I love like cheesy 90s pop, and I love 80s music, and I love disco, and I love Broadway. And, you know, so when I was writing these songs and starting to figure out how I wanted the feel of the EP to go and everything, I knew like it would have been very easy for me to be like, hey, I'm going to write this type of song, you know, for this album or whatever. But you know what? I was just like, you know what? I'm going to write, and the five best songs or whatever that I like are just going to go. And, you know, whatever those are is just what ends up. So the EP is very eclectic, and it definitely shows a broad range of color and sound, because, you know, the first song, like you just heard, is Saturday, which is like you said, a very 80s, you know, could have came out of, you know, some movie soundtrack from the 80s.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the next song, yeah, the next song is like some, you know, like a straight up kind of Motown feel good, happy song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of all over the place, but at the same time, it's got like a strong cohesion between it all, and very Preston Leatherman-esque, I guess.
No, definitely, you have your own style.
Yeah.
Your new video, Actually Feel This Way, was out last week. We played, we couldn't play this, you know, on the show, but we were promoting it. I love the video. So with that said, we're going to go with a little bit more music. This is Preston Leatherman's Feel This Way. Back with Preston Leatherman and more of him later. Hold on.
I'll never want to feel this way again. Pushing out of toilet paper thin. I'll never want to feel this way again. Broken out of dynamic karma trend. When I get too deep, I get kicked under my feet. And you go into my sky. I never wanna feel this way.
you love it,
song,
Vic?
Michael. Yes,
absolutely.
And you know what? I'm on YouTube because I think with YouTube that always sort of Michael gives me an idea and Preston of how people sort of feel about things, engage and judge things. So the video was published on November the 2nd, and already close to 32,000 people have seen the video. And judging from the comments, reading that people have left, everybody loves this song and talks about how it has a really cool pop feeling to it. So, Preston, I know that you talked a little bit sort of about your style. So I'm always interested in musicians and their sort of background. So when you were a kid, I mean, were you one of those kids that were always listening to music and sort of dancing around the house all the time?
You know what? Honestly, like, no. It's kind of interesting, and it's kind of cheesy, but it's kind of a good analogy. Is I've always kind of, when I've asked that question, is I kind of compare myself to Zac Efron in High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I grew up in my whole entire, I mean, I played sports my entire life, and my whole entire family, like, I don't, there's really not, I mean, if my family's listening, sorry, but there's not really a single drop of musical blood kind of anywhere in there. So it was just never really around. I mean, my parents bought a piano when I was about 5, and I started taking piano lessons. You know, so I had that. But, you know, it's very, like, classical type stuff and all that. And it really wasn't until middle school, honestly, whenever Alicia Keys came out, Outkast became, like, really popular with their Speakerbox album. Mm-hmm. Kanye West, like, a lot of the rappers, a lot of hip-hop started using a lot of old, like, Motown kind of type samples. That's why I really started getting into Motown, listening to those songs. And I just kind of became fascinated by, like, what's this, like, kind of jazzy R&B sound that I hadn't really, like, heard too much about. And so from there, I just kind of started just buying a bunch of, like, you know, CDs of just old stuff and teaching myself these old songs. And from there, like, you know, I really just started, when I began writing, you know, I would take just, like, you know, I'd write a pop song. And, like, you know, pop songs you hear on the radio are very just, like, standard formal chords, but I would take those standard chords and make them, like, add a jazz note in to make it, it's the same chord, but it sounds different. And so, for instance, like in that Feel This Way song, there's a reason it kind of has, like, a cool, jazzy kind of feel to it behind the up-tempo disco feel, is because of the chords that it's using. It's a very subtle type thing, but that you couldn't really point out until, like, I say, oh, yeah, I'm using different kind of chords. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's why it kind of maybe feels a little different. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't until I got into college. I mean, I'm only 22, so it wasn't too long ago, that I, you know, I really started writing on my own and getting out and performing. And, you know, it just kind of slowly, it went from something I did in my room by myself to kind of becoming, like, a hobby. Then it kind of became a serious hobby, and now it's, you know, what I do. So it's kind of been a weird evolution, and especially being out here in Nashville, you know, a lot of people out here have, you know, just been raised by musical families, and it's just been around them their whole entire life, and I'm still, you know, being out here in Nashville, there's just music constantly, 24/7. It's still a very new but exciting thing for me. So,
very cool. Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about a bit of the departure as well. I know I'm reading the inside jacket, and it says, first off, I have to thank God for giving me the talents and gifts that I've been blessed with. I agree fully, buddy. It's the textbook answer, but there's a lot of people that helped you along the way. James Lucenti and Chris Keaton, tell us about their role in producing this second EP.
Yeah, I mean, James and Chris are my managers, and they, I mean, I can't even tell you how much they have helped me, you know, in the past year that I've been here. You know, I moved to Nashville, not really knowing anyone, not really having any plan or anything, and I literally kind of just, like, fell into James and Chris's lap about a week and a half after I got here, and they were honestly, like, pretty much the first people I talked to as far as the music industry goes, and it just felt right, and they have just been, you know, I heard so many other voices that were saying, you know, don't jump into anything, because I had previously been on, like, a management contract and hadn't gone, you know, overly well, which, you know, is kind of standard. But James and Chris, just from the start, they just, they just realized, they saw, even before I kind of really realized what I had inside of me, they just saw the potential I had and really have pushed me and given me so many opportunities, you know, to do what I do. And, you know, so when we started making this EP, you know, at the beginning of the year, they literally were just like, you know, anything you need to make this happen, you know, we'll give it to you. We want to make it happen. So they hooked me up with Brent Hendrich, who's just a phenomenal producer. He's worked a lot in the Christian, like, rock market, and he's won, like, a few Dove Awards and all this good stuff. And so it's kind of an odd pairing, but, you know, it worked. And, yeah, I mean, they've just been there, you know, I mean, they've just been an amazing team to have behind your back. So, yeah, they were definitely a huge part in making this happen. Because without them, I mean, definitely wouldn't have gotten through the way it had.
Absolutely. What is the almost inappropriate Twitter hashtag that he helped you create?
Inappropriate Twitter hashtag?
Yes.
Geez, there's so many. I can't even. I think I know. Producer quote. It's probably
right.
What you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, my my producer Brent. He's so funny. I mean, he's so funny because he's kind of a quiet guy, but when you get him in a studio, he just talks nonstop, and just the things he would say, like, I mean, it's running off of, you know, that's what she said, kind of joke. But, you know, he would just say things that I need to pull them all up and make, like, a plaque of them. he would just say things that, you know, obviously he's talking straight up, just talking about music, but I would just kind of look at him and be like, okay. And put out that hashtag, so.
Yeah. If you want to follow Preston on Twitter, his Twitter is twitter.com/ Preston's Tweetin', no G and everything like that. But
yeah.
Let's go back to some of the music. This next one, Whatever You Want. Any stories behind this this manufacturer?
This manufacturer. This is not a song. This is a manufacturer. no, I mean, this is all the other songs have a pretty specific kind of meaning or kind of story behind them. But this one, I remember just, I was like, I want to write like a Motown song, and I just want to make it very Baby I Love You, and that's exactly what I did.
It's
just about, you know, it's just about, baby girl, I love you, I want to give you whatever you need to be happy.
Oh.
So sweet.
So, you know.
There we go.
Please.
This is Whatever You Want. Back with more with Preston Letterman when we get back. Hold on. Thank you.
buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I feel the love. Want to make mention of everybody up in chat. Kelly, who's Whitney calling in. Lucenti Entertainment is here with us, too. Marby from Nashville. Mike Cullip from Maryland. Shannon Sybil calling in from the UK. Hey, Shannon. Nice to see you back with us. But, fantastic. Actually, Mike Cullip's going to be calling in a little bit later. I just want to go ahead and tell our guests that I want to hear about his little trip to Nashville with Drew Stevens. Which, Preston, when Mike and Drew get there, you got to hang out with them a little bit. They're fantastic people and very, very talented many ways.
I like friends.
Absolutely. I'll hook you up. But let's go back to some people, too. Let's go to Wally's World of Entertainment. Tell me about them, because, of course, I go to Wally World from the National Lampoon Vacation movie all the time when I hear that.
Or Walmart. That's what I also call Walmart. Wally's World is my college booking agency. They were kind of they took like a big risk on me. I kind of realized fairly early on that I wanted to like travel and play colleges, which is kind of what I do pretty frequently now, which is a blast. So I literally just kind of typed in Google one day, college booking agents, and I just literally pulled up the first, like, 10 pages and sent out emails to all of those people. And, didn't hear back from hardly any of them. But Wally's World responded back, and kind of like James and Chris, I look back at the material I had that I sent back to them then, and I don't know that I would have ever even really looked at, what I had sent. Like James and Chris, they saw something in me. They saw, I guess I had entertainment value or something. And they're like, hey, this kid might be good in front of a bunch of college students. So they signed me on even before I got to Nashville. And they're from Nashville. So, they've been great. I have a very as far as, management and booking agent stuff, I'm a very kind of small circle behind me, but it works pretty well, and I feel like we all get a good amount of work done together.
And,
so.
And Preston, when you are performing, I'm always interested from artists to hear what it's like. I mean, when you're up there performing and you've got this crowd and they're yelling and just enjoying themselves, I mean, is it really a play on their energy? That also helps your performance as well.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And especially for me, because I'm not someone who gets on stage and is just going to stand there with the guitar, stand there with the piano and just sing. I'm very interactive and kind of very much feed off the crowd. And I have a very kind of awkward sense of humor sometimes. Very much so, depending on the crowd. Like if the crowd is very, even if it's a bit, there could be a ton of people there. But if it's a big room and people are kind of spaced out and not really close together, and it's dark and they're not really talking or anything, it makes a huge difference. It's like a 180 flip from like a good show. Because I mean, I'll play a song and then like tell somewhat of a joke or tell some sad story about my life, and people are just like. Is this kid talking? What's this kid? Who is this guy? But then on the other hand, one of my favorite college shows I've played in a long time was I played in somewhere in Wisconsin about a month ago. And I was up there, I'm sure not many people really knew who I was up there. But I went in and played at this auditorium, and I swear it was the most fun. People were so into it and clapping. And, it just makes a huge – I mean, crowd participation, especially for me, just – the way I perform and feed off people is huge for sure. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I actually got a question from the chat room here. Marby in Nashville wants to know, where can we see him in Nashville? Are you doing any of the rounds like 12th and Porter or?
Yeah. I've got a show at 12th and Porter, which is a kind of, bigger venues here in town on the 4th of December, I believe, which is a Tuesday evening. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm playing with this artist, Tora, who she's phenomenal. Actually, she's one of Chris Keaton's artists. And she'll be swinging through Nashville. She had an album come out pretty recently. And also this guy, her last name's Kane, I cannot think of it right now, but I know it's the keyboardist from Journey's daughter.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, and so they're from Nashville, so I'm pretty sure he'll be there. So I'm pretty sure it'd be inappropriate to do a Journey cover, but... Because, you know, he'd
yeah,
probably be like,
what
one.
Are you doing playing my song? Throw me some royalties on
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, but that'll be good. And then, yeah, and then, you know, 2013, I've already got quite a few kind of college shows booked up kind of all over the place. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the longer I'm out here and the more I'm doing this, obviously this is with anything, but, you know, the more I'm kind of getting out, playing at different places and
mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, I played in Idaho this summer, which was a blast. yeah, I'd never been to Idaho before, so...
How do you find the audiences in Idaho compared to Nashville and stuff?
Oh, man, let me tell you, Idaho was so gracious because it was kind of funny because, you know, Idaho is obviously a very hard place to get to. I had to fly into Salt Lake and then drive 3 hours, you know, through the plains to get to Idaho State University. But so I got there, and, you know, I guess they don't have a whole lot of out-of-town artists who come in to play. So it was really funny because, you know, it was a huge crowd at this park, and I had so many people come up afterwards and be like, thank you so much for coming to play.
Yeah.
They were just like, so, you know, they were like treating me like I was a messiah coming to save them from, you know, local music or something. So, yeah, they were very gracious and very, we had a lot of fun with that, so it was good.
Fantastic. Keeping up with all the people that helped you on The Departure, your second EP coming out on November 13th is Lee Lisak, who has trusted you and believed in you. And I really appreciate that you see that.
Yeah. He has. Lee owns LNL Music, which is the label, which is kind of fun to say. That is releasing The Departure out to stores. You know, I mean, because here's the thing. I mean, I don't know how many people realize this, but, you know, whoever's in the chat room right now, you could literally say the ABCs into your phone and you could upload that to iTunes and then be up there in a few days and people could buy that from you. You know, so, you know, it's not, you know, just to be able to say, hey, I'm on iTunes. Like, a lot of people still think that's, you know, really cool, and it is. But, you know, going through, you know, getting kind of discovered by Lee and signing with him and trusting, you know, The Departure through his label, you know, the album's not only going to be released on iTunes, Amazon, all that fun stuff, but it's also going to be in stores, like, nationwide, which is going to be awesome. You know, so people will be able to get it at, you know, your Walmarts, your Targets and stuff. So
how cool will that be, walking past your own stand and everything?
Oh, you have no. Oh, I'm next Tuesday. Don't you worry. I'm gonna go find. I'm gonna go
take
like,
a picture. You should take.
I know.
You should
well,
take.
Well, I'm gonna go into Barnes and Noble or whatever they're selling it and be like, hey, do you guys have Press Leatherman's EP here? Let me pull it up. So they'll pull it up. Be like, yeah, it's over here. And then we'll go to it. And
well, make sure you take a picture of that. That would be pretty cool to have in front of the screen
and actually post it.
And then speaking of iTunes, I did not want to let that opportunity go away since we're talking about iTunes. That At Home with Victoria is on iTunes, and we have been for almost 3 years now. So we're a free podcast on there. So don't forget,
there
you guys can download us and take us with you on iTunes as well, Michael.
Absolutely. Buddy, I'm going to keep harping on your music because this next one that I'm playing, I'm going to play this one out of order because this is one of my favorite, but I want to ask you questions after it. This is Harmony with Lindsay Harris. And Lindsay Harris, you did, Let's Get It On with her, too. We played that last time she was on the show.
Yes. Let's say that carefully, but yes.
I understand. I'm paraphrasing now, but talented beyond.
The song, Let's Get It On.
Anyways, this is Preston Leatherman and Lindsay Harris with Harmony. More with Preston when we get back.
Rolling. Like the steamy rays from the burning sun. I took it at the park, having so much fun. I can't stop now. No, you can't stop now. No, you won't. No, wrong. Like blowing out candles every birthday year. Like two scoops of ice cream and a cup of beer. Oh, you can't stop love. No, you can't stop love. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Featuring Lindsay Harris. Preston, how did you end up meeting Lindsay?
Lindsay and I kind of traveled around, not traveled around so much, but we kind of played on the same kind of Texas college circuit when I was back there. She was at Texas A&M, and she was kind of one of the main kind of artists there coming out of A&M at that, you know, a few years ago. So we just started playing a bunch of shows together, and the first time I met her was I have a song called I'm So Broke, and we made, like, you know, that's kind of first little ever video I ever really made. And she showed up to kind of be, like, an extra in it. I was like, oh, I've seen you perform before. But, I mean, she has a very, obviously, like, phenomenal voice. I still don't think she realizes how great of a voice she has. So we just kind of started, you know, playing together. And then when I came back from my first trip to Nashville, Nashville has this phenomenal thing called co-writing, where people get together and write, which I had never even really, you know, thought of at all. And so I get back to Houston, I'm like, I just want to co-write with someone. And so I called up Lindsay, and we started just writing a few songs together. And so from that, you know, I ended up writing this Harmony song and asked her to be on it. And originally she wasn't on the album. We cut, like, the demo and stuff together. But originally she wasn't going to sing on the album just because she was in Texas, and obviously I was here in Nashville. And one of my friends, Jessica Freck, who's also kind of like a YouTube artist, she, I don't know if you remember, but she was the face of, like, the Hyundai car, the Christmas car commercial last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was part of the big campaign. So anyway, she was going to sing that part, but Lindsay came up and just come hang out in Nashville and kind of check out the scene. And we hadn't cut Jessica's vocals yet, and I was like, you know what, since you're here, might as well just try it, see how it sounds. And then obviously it came out sounding, you know, like that. So we're like, let's just keep this.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
So,
and it's really funny how things happen by accident and stuff like that.
I know, just between
you and I, Preston, I've been known to actually have a red solo cup full of Chardonnay and have a karaoke party at my house pretty much weekly.
That's true.
And,
just between you and me, though.
Just between you and me and a million listeners. But my friend Kelly was over one night, and Miss Victoria, I will say, I'll throw her under the bus here, but Miss Victoria is a fantastic rapper. So if you have any rapping to do, she
oh my
is your
God.
Gal.
Okay. No, you have no idea how much I wanted to rap on the departure at some point. I was trying to kind of like find like little verses where I could like do something, but you know, I try and I'm a huge fan of like hip hop and rap, and I try and do you know, little hip hop nuances in there every once in a while. I'll just kind of like throw some like yeah or whatever kind of softly in the back. It was funny working with Brent, because like I said, he's you know, he's very much kind of involved in like the Christian rock and pop game, and I'm like, hey man, can I like stand back in the mic and just kind of yell like, yo, let's do this thing, and he was like looking at me okay, but then we did it, and he's like, okay, that sounds kind of cool, we'll keep it.
We're running out of time with you, buddy. We're going to go ahead and keep playing the songs. But tell us exactly where we can find you. I know your website is www.prestonleatherman.net. Where else are you?
Obviously, like, all my links and everything are from there. But, I mean, if I know everyone's on Facebook, so you can just search me, Preston Leatherman, and I'm there. Twitter is Preston's Tweetin' without the G. And then I'm pretty sure that's the basis. And then, of course, YouTube.com, Preston Leatherman.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the standards.
Well, we'll definitely continue to play your music and also post all of your links on Facebook. So I'm glad I was actually at home this time, Preston, to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, no, guys, thank you so much. Seriously, y'all have been such a great support since discovering me in my little sweater. So, Michael, I love the point you made, you know, about who knew, you said at the top of the hour, who knew that this little kid that we found dancing in a sweater, you know, because that's, you know, that's exactly, you know, obviously that's a part of me, and I love doing silly videos of me dancing and all sort of stuff, but, you know, I definitely love the departure because it comes out and people are very much like, wait, this kid can actually play music and sing some songs.
Yeah, no, so. Absolutely. And you asked me who knew Preston. James knew, Chris knew, Brett knew. I knew. So, I mean, quite frankly, keep doing what you're doing, and I look forward to having your next EP. Congratulations on the new EP and the video. It's fantastic.
Hey,
and,
thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate
it. And, buddy,
it.
Anytime you want to come back, always home is here. Okay?
With Victoria.
With Victoria.
Yeah.
When she's
with
here.
When I'm there in the house. Again, Preston Leatherman, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Michael, his music is just
absolutely
wonderful. And, you know, it's always one of those things when we have the opportunity to have a new artist on and to be able to expose them to our listeners and our audience is always very, very cool. We had been talking about Mike Culp coming back on the show and calling in because he was in Nashville. Was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, he was in Nashville actually with Drew Stevens, and I've been waiting to go ahead and ask him all these questions, so we're going to go ahead and bring him on the line. I just want to make a prediction here before we go to Mike. I think Preston Leatherman will be Justin Bieber status within a year. I can see that happening, but with more talent. I can see that too. Anyway, let's check and see if this is Mike. Hey, Mike, brother, are you there?
I am indeed here. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Hey.
Aren't you digging Preston Leatherman?
Preston Leatherman is incredibly talented. I really like his stuff on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us the story of Nashville and the way, because I really hope that you and Drew get to meet Preston next time you're there. You're actually there again after Thanksgiving, correct?
Yeah, we're going back down the weekend after Thanksgiving. For another 4 or 5 days, and hopefully, we'll get to catch up with Preston. That will be great. Our last trip, we met with some folks down there about Guru's music career, and things look like they're going to be starting to take off and go a bit of a different level. We were fortunate enough to meet with a very nice lady who Marben, the executive producer of At Home with Victoria, Marben introduced us to. We have some things on the horizon looking like Drew's going to be quite busy in the year 2013.
Fantastic. Vic?
Well, and Mike, you know, it's one of those things where I always like to have you back on just to sort of give us an update on Drew and what he's been up to. And we still, of course, play his music all the time on At Home with Victoria. But what do you think it is about Nashville that people like Preston and Shelley and all these stars, really you kind of have to go through Nashville to kind of get your name out there? What do you think it is about Nashville and Tennessee? What do you think?
Well, first of all, the people in Nashville are genuine, down-to-earth people who have your interest as an artist at hand, and that's their number one priority. And there are so many connections in Nashville. I mean, it's where the Grand Ole Opry is. It's where country music began. It's where a lot of music that is or was in New York and the Los Angeles area is moving to. So it's a lot of songwriters, singers have ended up moving and transporting themselves to the area surrounding Nashville. And we absolutely enjoy every trip we have down there. The people are fantastic.
Yeah,
Nashville is certainly, like I said, I've said this before, a baptism by fire town. I mean, they don't suffer non-talent well. So I applaud anybody. People have said for years about New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And quite frankly, I think if you can make it in Nashville, you can make it in anywhere because that is a tough town to go ahead and make it in.
It is indeed, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree.
What's next coming up for Drew down the pipeline?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on right now. He's in the process of wrapping up his third album, which should be out probably, I would say, in February of 2013. We're also wrapping up some songs that he co-wrote with Mr. Greg Barnhill a couple months ago, which was another experience, an incredible experience. As you know, Mr. Barnhill was a winner of an Emmy award and nominated for 3 Grammys. He's wrote with anybody and everybody, so it was a pleasure for him to invite Drew down there to write with him. And we've got some things coming up, perhaps with some modeling and television work and some other things going on. So we're just we've got a lot of things in the mix, and we're just trying to firm things up at this point.
Wow. Yeah,
very,
I saw that. I saw
cool.
The latest picture of him beside the car, and I said, hubba, hubba. I mean, the kid's good-looking, but, I mean, when you're that young, I mean, you can smother crap on your face, and you look good.
I didn't see that picture, guys, and when we're done with the show, I'm going to have to go on to Facebook or email Mike and say, Mike, where's this picture? I think I need to see this. But, Mike, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I know I kind of asked at a last minute, and I kept saying to Michael when we booked shows, you've got to get a call up on. He's been to Tennessee. We need the latest information on what it is that he's actually doing. So, Michael, do you think we can play one of Drew's song leaving the show tonight?
Certainly, we certainly can, and we will do so. But yeah, brother, please tell Drew he owes me a shot, and I can't wait to make it to Nashville. I'm going to make it to Nashville sooner than later. I really will, and we're going to have some really good times there. But you also did stage a concert with Shelley Wren, correct?
We did, actually. That was kind of last minute, but it actually came together very well at the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel in Nashville. Drew staged his show, and then Shelley Wren got up and did quite a few songs, and she wowed the crowd.
Wow.
Nice.
Fantastic. Buddy, I thank you so much for joining us tonight, and I'll give you a call. Stay warm during this nor'easter, that's for sure, and love to Kimmy, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys again for all your support.
Thank you so much. And we just absolutely love the love Mike and Kim. But, Michael, we've got a show tomorrow, but, you know, I mentioned I want to put this out there. So in case I don't show up tomorrow night for the show, I have a dentist appointment. I'm not quite sure what will be taking place at the dentist's office tomorrow. I know I have a wisdom tooth that needs to come out. So I'm not sure if he's going to do that tomorrow. He's just going to kind of look at it, and then I have to schedule another appointment. So in the event that my dentist decides to take my wisdom tooth out, that probably means I won't be able to talk much. So you'll be on your own. So, but who is coming on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow we have motivational speaker Daphne Clark Hudson, and also from Nashville again, Rexton Lee is coming on. Such a talented guy, good to the core, and I'm thrilled that Marilyn Bennett has actually finally secured him. He's been busy like crazy, so we'll be talking to him about his climb and listening to his music. But yeah, Vic, I'm so sorry about the wisdom tooth. I would almost like to have you on just to make fun, but I know that that's funny but wrong, and I'm saying it with love, so it's totally okay. But.
Well, what's going to happen is that, you know, who knows if I'll what my speech is going to sound like, because, you know, when they shoot you up with that Novocaine and whatever else it is that they have in that needle when they stick it in your mouth, I mean, who knows what's going to be going on, but I thought that was I think that would be quite entertaining, actually, if I called in after coming from the dentist.
I know. So just kind of mull it around.
You guys would not know what I'm trying to say. I would probably sound like I'm mumbling and have a bunch of marbles in my mouth for most of the time. But anyway, that is funny. A well done show put together always by our executive producer, Mar, who is always behind the scenes. And you guys just do such a terrific job. It's so great because a lot of times, guys, it's gotten to the point where basically, Mar and Michael will just sort of email me and say, hey, Victoria, we have this show. You basically need to show up for it. So they're always behind the scenes working. And if you guys out there ever have a show idea or a musical artist that, you know, thinks deserves some props and need to come on, make sure you email us at home with Victoria at Yahoo, or email Mar or Michael or myself on Facebook. We, you know, we're always open to ideas and suggestions. Especially, Michael, if it has to do with positive news. We're all for that.
No, absolutely. And it takes a team, Victoria. So everybody gets to have a part in it. Want to make mention, remind everybody that President Letterman's new EP, The Departure, is in stores nationwide on November 13th. Also check out his video, Feel This Way, on YouTube/ Preston Letterman. Vic, it's been a true delight. I'm going to go ahead and play the last song of Preston's called She's No You, and then I'm going to go ahead and, on the tail end of that, play one of Drew Stevens. So I want to thank everybody up in chat this evening, all of our new guests, Goofy Bone joining us. Hey, Goofy Bone, I miss you, man.
Goofy!
Kelly from Delaware, Lucenti Entertainment, Marby from Nashville, our executive producer, my call-up associate producer, and Shannon Sibbald from the UK. So, Victoria, good luck with your tooth tomorrow. I wish you the best. And this is Preston Letterman with She's No You. Take care, everybody. Good night.
I've never even been with you, but I know I'm in love with you. From the time we've spent together, obviously there's something there we've never had the chance to share. How we feel about each other, girl? When this girl works in my life, then I'll say,
Sometimes I'm somewhere else. Sometimes I just pretend. I'm here in the rain. I'm keeping up with you.
With Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.